Belden, Vina. St. Helena, California, December 29, 1907. Dear Sister Vina Belden, we received your letter last Friday. You say that you have received no word from me or my workers concerning me. The reason is that we have been away for 2 months in Southern California, where we visited Los Angeles, Loma Linda, Paradise Valley, Long Beach, Glendale, and other places. It was a long and wearisome journey, and I was worn with continual anxiety. During the 2 months, I did not write one letter to my home place, for it was necessary to be continually at work with important matters. There were many things to set in order and many warnings to be given. It was a painful experience to me to have to give to the people some of the messages that were delivered to me for them. When standing before the large and small companies with whom I met in several places, I usually spoke for 1 hour. I warned them of the nearness of the coming of the Lord in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. I was greatly burdened to speak to our people, saying, "All who would follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth must have a personal, well-grounded hope, obtained through earnest searching of the Word, and explaining that Word to those who are inclined to become confused. Thus saith the Lord to His church, Be ye holy, for I am holy." 1 Peter 1, verse 16. There was never greater need than there is now for members of the church to follow Christ's example, to be daily learners of Him, living earnest and useful lives. When we are in perplexity and trouble, we would do well to make an earnest study of the life of Christ. He was a man of sorrows, yet he had peculiar joys, joys that did not spring from earth, but were born of his connection with divinity. He is the Savior of those who are perishing for lack of his life. He desires to make them partakers of the divine nature, and thus escape the corruptions that are in the world through lust. Amid perplexities and inconveniences, the believing soul may have the privileges of sonship with God. Looking unto Jesus, he learns of him how to conduct himself under every circumstance, for he has the experience of Christ to guide him, and the consolation of Christ to sustain him. Christ is the consolation of his people. "In the world ye shall have tribulation," he says, "but in me ye shall have peace. My peace I leave with you, my peace give I unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." John 16, verse 33, 14:27, 15:11. You ask in regard to Stephen Belden's children. Frank, I am told, has recently had some business dealings with the printing house in Washington, have not received any word from him for a long time. I am pleased to tell you that while we were in Southern California, W.C. White heard that the Gilbert family were in Pasadena. He called on them and told them of the meeting to be held in Los Angeles, and that I was to speak to the people, and invited them to come. Lily Gilbert and her daughter came and made themselves known to me. We invited them to come to the meeting again on Sunday, and to take dinner with us at Glendale, which they did. The eldest daughter is married and lives in Connecticut. Mrs. Gilbert's health was failing, and her husband decided to move to the place where they now live. Mr. Gilbert is a carpenter. They have a child about 3 years old. The eldest daughter is visiting her mother. She is a nice-appearing young woman. I was very pleased to meet these friends. They listened with interest to my discourse. It may be that these children will yet be saved. Their address now is Lamanda Park, California, near Pasadena. I have been interrupted many times since I began to write this letter, and now it is dark, and I am weary, but I am glad to be able to write you this much. I have now passed my 80th birthday. I am thankful that I am still able to speak to the people, but this last journey brought many burdens and perplexities, for our people do not realize their privileges and opportunities. I would send you money if I had it. When my new books are in the market, I trust I shall have more means. The Lord is good and greatly to be praised. We have had beautiful weather in the south, and also here in St. Helena during my absence, I am told. But now the days are growing colder. Today is the coldest we have had. We have succeeded in securing excellent help for the house. Mrs. Mason, who has been matron for the past few months, is not strong enough to continue this work. Sister Hannaford, our new help, is a good cook, and one of the best of helpers. I pay her $20 a month and her board. With love,